So everyone knows you're always supposed to do things with your right hand first. I once told someone I'm very much a righty, and that was a little bit awkward for them. I don't know why. But I definitely am a righty. And so everyone knows righties, you do things with your right hand. That takes precedence in everything. You do things with your right. You do mitzvahs. You hold mitzvahs with your right hand. Everyone knows right hand comes first. There is an exception. The Gemara in Shabbos says the exception is tying your shoes. It's tying your shoes. The Gemara has a whole debate. Is there any priority in general putting on shoes? Do you have to put your right shoe on first? Do you have to put your left shoe on first? The Gemara has a whole mishmash of machlokas. The upshot of the Gemara is you could be yotzei all opinions in the Gemara simply by putting on your right shoe first. That shows that right is better than left. Right is all mitzvahs and stuff are done. Kedima, there's precedence to the right. But the left one, you can tie first, and then you tie the right one afterwards. Why, says the Gemara? Why does tying, do you do the left one first? The Gemara says, really one word. Kitfillin, just like tefillin. In other words, tefillin is, for a righty, is tied on the left hand. So therefore you see, just like by tefillin, you tie on the left, so too, by tying your shoe, you tie the left first. The obvious question is, okay, one second again, I got 5 minutes left. Okay, I got 5 minutes to make it make sense. I'm going to try. Says Shulchan Aruch, very basic. Yino mino yamin tchila. First, you put on your right foot. Vlo yikshuveni. You don't tie it. Right shoe first. Don't tie it. V'achar kach. Afterwards, yino shel small. You put on your left. V'yikshuveni. You tie it. And then you go tie the right one. So no clue from Shulchan Aruch itself, like what's the pshat in this gemara. I have two pshatim. And it's not me. The Levush has two pshatim, which is also found in other poskim as well. Reason number one. And you have to follow me here. You have to follow the next sentence. One way to understand it is very simple. You see from the mitzvah of tefillin that when it comes to tying, any laws which have to do with tying, left takes precedence. So if you tie your shoe, once we get into the rule of tying, we bank back to tefillin. Tefillin taught us a lesson that, and I'll read it the way the Mishnah Berurah says it in five words. Mishnah Berurah says it in five words. Shekin, the inyan kashira, when it comes to tying, matzina we find shatora nasna chashivus el samol. God said, tying is a left thing. It's a left thing. Leftist, very leftist. Yeah, tying is left first. Okay, that's pshat number one. Pshat number two, the second pshat of Levush, and also brought down the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is you have to get a little bit more chumish parshanut that Avraham when he talk to the Melech Sedom. He says, I don't want in Michut v'ad tzroch. Now, I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking a shoestring. I'm not taking any other string. From here, the fact that Avram relied on Hashem, we got two mitzvahs. We got the mitzvah of tzitzis, says the Gemara. That's the chut. And tzroch now, we got the mitzvah of tefillin. So you see, because of tzroch now, shoes, because the shoestring that Avram refused to take from the king of Sodom, we got the mitzvah of tefillin. So therefore you see that shoestrings, should be just like tefillin. So therefore, just like tefillin, you tie your left. So too, shoestrings, you tie the left first. Now, I want to highlight to you, and I'll elaborate in a minute, that's very shoestring focused, and that's very mitzvah tefillin focused. As opposed to the first reason, tefillin was just indicative that the left is more important, and therefore, it had nothing to do per se with tying. The left is more important for tying. It had nothing to do specifically with shoes. So what's a nafgamina? One nafgamina is, do you need to tie everything on the left first? For example, let's say you have like knickers or some type of sock which needs some type of tie to it to tighten it, right? So do you need to tie the left one first? So if you say that, like reason number one, which is that the tefillin taught us that anything of tying, left always goes first. So therefore, if I have some sock or any other left side item which needs a tie, you need to do the left side first. But if you say, like reason number two, that no, It's the michut va'ad tzroch now. When it comes to shoestrings, that's what's connected to tefillin. That's only limited to shoestrings. So that's a huge nafkamina. Aruch HaShulchan says like the first way. It applies to every left thing. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah seems to say no. He says that the anpiro shaleved, some type of felt sock which needs a tie, ain't tzarech lahaktim smol kshira. You don't need to tie the left one first. Why? Because presumably he holds like the second reason. Now, wait, I got a parenthetical which shrugs up my whole chabura. Problem is the Mishnah Berurah actually holds like the first reason, not like the second reason, so that doesn't make it so glat. Okay, good question. Fair Moshe seems to ignore that in his, I don't know how to deal with that. But simply put, it should be enough. I mean, does it apply to socks or any other left item which needs a tie or not? Yeah.
So if you put on a shirt and you have buttons.
Oh. Should it apply to buttons also? Should be another nafkamina as well. If you hold like the first reason, it's not unique to shoestring. It's unique to tying. The question is, does it tying specifically tying for tefillin or is it anything? I don't know. It gets a little bit murky. Poskim debate if it applies to other, not like buttons and other things like that. Some Rivos Ephraim seems to indicate, yes, okay, that doesn't really fit into my nafkaminas. I'll give you a second nafkamina. What about your wife or your daughter? Does she need to tie the left shoe first? So let's go through the reasons. Says the Rivos Ephraim, he quotes the Devar Yoshua of Ehrenberg and says, I don't get it. It should be based on these reasons. If you say the reason is like the first reason, that tefillin just show us that all tying, you start on the left side. You do the left first. But it doesn't make a difference. Tefillin just is indicative. It just teaches us that for tying laws, left comes first. So whether women put on tefillin or not is irrelevant. Tefillin just teaches you tying left comes first, so therefore you should have to tie the left one first. And that's how the Dvar Yeshua paskens. But if you say like reason number two, that it's because im michut v'ad tzroch now, that because Avram didn't give a shoestring, so therefore we need to tie our shoes to connect it to tefillin, that's very unique to the mitzvah of tefillin. So anyone who got the mitzvah of tefillin needs to follow this. But women who don't get the mitzvah of tefillin don't need a father. So who says that? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Yashub cited in the Avnei Yoshva. They say, nah, women could do anyone. But I think they mean that they have to do the right first. Because if anything, you always bank back, right comes first. So a woman, according to this, is a huge nafkamina. Man's tying his left foot first, left shoe first. Woman is tying a right shoe first. I don't know if they teach that in Beis Yaakov. According to that, that would be a tremendous difference how it would come out lahalacha. Now, the Maru Ktsia, I saw a site in Avnei Derech, says something a little bit leftist. We're talking about leftist, maybe a leftist pshat. He says, well, look, women could put on tefillin. You know, the whole sugya, there are some great women who put on tefillin. Why women don't put on tefillin is all separate sugya. But since women technically could put on tefillin, perhaps, so therefore, they do have the mitzvah tefillin, therefore they should put the left first, because according to both reasons, then definitely there would be a reason for her to put on the left. She should tie the left first, because she could technically tie tefillin on the left hand as well. That's a little bit of a radical pshat. I have no idea what women do. My daughter and I were learning these halachas. I don't know, I told her to follow Shlomo Zalman. I think Shlomo Zalman, you never go wrong following Shlomo Zalman. You never go wrong following Rabbi Yashav also, but I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is more the psak that we follow for things that women can tie the right one first.
Child, the baby.
Oh, it's a good shot. She probably should dress, if it's a male, she probably should dye the left one first. She should, if she found these halachas. Now, what about the final nafkamina? What about a lefty? No, lefty. So talk it out. It fits the same thing. If you say that tefillin teach us that for all tying halachas, the left goes first. So I don't know. I think lefties should then also have to tie their left first. Even though they put on tefillin, okay, a little bit weird, they flip the hands. But the mitzvah of tefillin, fundamentally, for normal people, right? Normal hands, the majority of people, yeah? I hope there are no lefties here. I hope there are no, I was that totally, it was meant to be politically incorrect. Yeah, righties, I'm very righty. Yeah, so for people that are real righties, if the majority of people are righties. So for the mitzvah of tefillin teaches us that left ties. Now you happen to be a little bit odd, and you have to put it into it on your right hand, but that, I don't know. The mitzvah of tefillin teaches you fundamentally that tying left goes first. Or you could say, like, the second reason. No, it's really connected to the mitzvah of tefillin. So, ever you put on tefillin, you should tie that one first. So, this is a machlokas brought down. Mishnah Berurah says that be iter yad, a lefty, sheminiach tefillin, be yamin shekol adam, he ties the right first. He ties the right first. So in other words, Mishnah Berurah seems to, again, be following this second reason. I got to end, but I have 2 more minutes. I got to tell you the most wild story I've ever heard in my life. Yeah? So I'm going to save this over on Tisha B'Av. So I fit this into, like, my next 5 shiurim. It's awesome. Yeah? I saw this in the Sefer of Remerikon. It's called Derech Hadasha. And I don't know who this author is, but he has a scum as Bar Bavadi and all the Sfari Shapoiskim. So I assume he's Sfari. Yeah? Moira Dika story. That there was a Chayal who was once hitchhiking in Israel a few years ago, and he hitchhiked with some Haredi guy from Bnei Brak. And the guy drove him, and he asked the Chayal where he's going. It was Erev Shabbos. And the Chayal said, he's going to this base, but he wasn't Shomer Shabbos. So the Haredi guy from Bnei Brak said, you got to come to my house for Shabbos. Come to my house for Shabbos. The Chayal soldier says, not Shomer Shabbos. The Haredi says, you got to come. So he comes, he has such an uplifting Shabbos, the kogel, the cholent, the singing, uplifting. The Chayal says to the Haredi, he says, okay, Shabbos is over, it's a beautiful Shabbos. Give me the easiest law you could find. I'm going to have a Kabbalah. I'm going to do the smallest, the easiest halacha. So the Haredi says, tie your left shoe before your right shoe. Just do that. Fine. 6 months later, he's knocking on the door of the Haredi. So Avrech comes in, and Haredi, the guy has no idea who he is. He says, I'm the Chayal. Haredi says, what happened? You look like a full-blown Haredi now. Chayal says, I was in my base, and it was 2 weeks after, and for those first 2-3 weeks after I left your house that Shabbos, I was tying my left foot first. It took an extra 40 seconds or whatever it was to switch. And therefore, one time, I missed a helicopter ride that I was supposed to make to. That was the 1997 helicopter crash of Lebanon. 73 soldiers, Rahman al-Watsuan, died. I would have been the 74th. Once I saw that, he says, became a chozer b'tshuva. And because of that, because of this halacha, that's the power. Wow. I don't know if that story is true, but if not, it's a great, great story. Maybe it is, it's a great story.